If you study your credit card bills closely, you might have figured this one out already. If not, the Port of Seattle may have a little holiday gift for you. KUOW's John Ryan explains.
The news of nearly $400,000 in gifts given unintentionally by SeaTac International Airport comes courtesy of the Washington State Auditor's Office. Auditors say a malfunctioning credit card machine has allowed about 11,000 cars this year to park for free in the airport garage. It's one of the world's largest parking garages. Automatic ticket machines in some of its 14 exit lanes take drivers' credit cards and spit out receipts. That's why the machines have an odd nickname.
They call them ticket spitters.
Perry Cooper is a SeaTac Airport spokesman. One ticket spitter failed to spit out charges to credit card companies. That saved each lucky driver an average of $37.
We are actually still trying to figure out what that problem was.
Cooper says a business traveler trying to reconcile receipts and credit card bills tipped the airport off to the problem.
So from a consumer standpoint, it was a little bit of a benefit, I guess you could say. From our standpoint, obviously, it's a loss. It's a pretty minor loss. So it's less than 1% of what we bring in every year, which is over $49 million.
It's difficult to tell the public that $400,000 is a small potato. It's public money. It still matters.
Brian Sontag is in his last month as Washington State Auditor. His report says SeaTac Airport failed to properly test the ticket spitters when they were installed.
In our perspective, that's kind of common sense. That's routine, to check your systems to make sure that they are working rather than wait for a problem like this to arise, and then you've got to change the whole thing and make corrections, and in the meantime, you've lost almost $500,000 of public money.
The total amount lost at the parking garage is unknown. The Port of Seattle's internal investigation only estimated how much was lost this year. The ticket spitters were installed 13 years ago. SeaTac Airport has hired an outside auditing firm to find out what went wrong with the one automated toll booth and when the problems began. The airport has replaced the malfunctioning ticket spitter with a newer machine, also made by the same German manufacturer, but it's not working right either. Airport employees are manually entering the credit card data. So no drivers are getting off free anymore, no matter what lane they pick at the parking garage exit. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.